Shifting gears for a moment here. Boy, there are some folks up in the Boston area who would love to occupy Fenway Park. That's for sure. A story now of the perils of success in the sports world. We could be talking about any successful organization and what happens when it appears that they can do no wrong. The Boston Red Sox organization in this decade, here's the record. They eradicated a curse, a nearly centuries-old curse, reversed an expectation of failure, delivered two World Series titles, and the new expectation that the Red Sox would always make the playoffs and were the favorite, in fact, to make it to the World Series year after year. But the collapse at the end of the season this year was spectacular. It was historic, and it revealed that inside the Boston Red Sox organization, all was not well. Popular manager Terry Francona has left town. General manager Theo Epstein departed to take over the Chicago Cubs. Both Francona and Epstein guided Boston to those World Series titles. We're joined now by Frank Shore. He's the director of the Sports Institute at Boston University. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Celeste. This is the Boston Red Sox we know and love.
There you go. But, you know, as a professor of, history and, something called the Sports Institute at Boston University, the story of an organization unraveling, I would think would be very, very interesting to you. What do you think is the most interesting detail? The Boston Globe, of course, did an amazing expose of the sort of breakdown of the entire sort of sports culture inside the Red Sox locker room. What do you take away from all of that?
Well, I think that for all the goodwill that they have tried to build up, it's just absolutely amazing the way the management and the players have kind of turned on each other and the unrest that really exists underneath the surface.
And, you know, the reputation that the Red Sox had, at least during one of those World Series runs, was that they just had fun playing baseball. And even though Theo Epstein was known for being the sort of money ball organization that ran the team on the basis of metrics and almost scientific measurement of performance, where did the fun go?
Well, you know, they saw that kind of atmosphere, and for some reason it didn't resonate with them, and they thought that these guys were too out there, you know, the Johnny Damons and the Derek Lowe's of the world. But, you know, these were the guys that were successful. You know, people are, it's not like drinking never existed in the locker room before, and it doesn't exist in every other locker room in Major League Baseball. And it's gotten to the point this year where, you know, they haven't made the playoffs in 3 years, and they haven't won a playoff game in 3 years. And, you know, they finished third 2 years in a row. And that's just unacceptable in this town.
And Theo Epstein, I should say, I can't, as a Yankees fan, I can't bring myself to pronounce his name correctly, Frank Shore. He's gone off to the Chicago Cubs. You know, much of the behavior that was discussed in the Boston Globe article really seemed to be at odds with the team spirit, that players actually were paying no attention as other players were struggling on the field, or were actually, you know, seem to be cheering for each other's sort of demise. What explains that?
Well, the thing that's really interesting about that, John, is that it got to the point where no one really knows about a lot of this stuff. And, you know, many of the reporters took a lot of heat this year after the article came out. A lot of reporters took a lot of heat, and people were saying, well, how come we never heard about any of this stuff beforehand? And, you know, reporters aren't allowed in the locker room in the middle of the game, so it's not exactly it wouldn't be common for somebody to know this kind of information. But where did he get, you know, where did he get this information from? And it doesn't come from the other players, and it doesn't come from the manager. This comes from upper management. And to, you know, for upper management, whether it be, Theo or Larry Lucchino or Tom Werner or John Henry, who rarely makes appearances in the locker room at all, for upper management to release this kind of information and to talk about their own players to a reporter so that, with the express purpose, I mean, you don't talk to a reporter if you don't think this stuff is going to be printed.
Of course.
And for that to happen is just, that I think is the thing that has confounded Red Sox fans and people who follow the team the most of anything.
We're speaking with Frank Shore, who's the director of the Sports Institute at Boston University. Frank, at this point, it feels like it may have been better for the Red Sox had they not broken their curse, if they still had that to kind of fall back on as an excuse.
Well, you know, people are... It hasn't quite gotten to that, Celeste. It hasn't quite gotten to the point where people are saying, you know, now we're comfortable because this is where we've always been, you know, before we won these two world titles. But it's because it is so extreme. There is nothing, literally, there is nothing going on with this organization right now that's positive.
Huh.
And the ownership is being just raked through the coals. Theo is leaving. They lost. I mean, Terry Francona went from being the most revered manager and considered the best manager that the Red Sox have ever had. Before September 1st, you know, people were talking about, people were in euphoria.
Sure.
And they went through this collapse. And, you know, it happens in a lot of organizations, and it happens on a lot of teams when there is a downfall. You know, finger pointing starts.
Although there's a little bit of an MRI of the Boston psyche here as well. Frank Shore, before we go, do you think the expose of the organization is as significant as the reveal of the insider world of baseball as, say, Ball 4 was when Jim Boughton wrote that book back in the 70s?
Well, it's certainly evoking the same kind of response. I'll tell you that, John. It's gotten to the point where people are even talking, and this is the curse, you know, this is the thing that you never want to hear about. People are talking about not buying tickets for next year. And when you get to that point, you know it's really bad.
Oh, my God. The subway will stop running up there in Boston. Frank Shore, director of the Sports Institute at Boston University, about the collapse and then the sort of inner turmoil in the Boston Red Sox organization. Thanks, Frank.
Always good to talk to you, John.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Take care.